Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. What you want to hear is, for certain, I'm going to be rich someday, or I'm going to meet the person of my dreams, or whatever it is. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And this
is Two Guys on Your Head. And Bob Duke. Today, we'll continue our discussion about the psychology of futurism by talking about why we want to predict in the first place. So here is my question.
I can't wait.
Prediction is as old as time, right? The oracles and all that stuff and like fortune tellers and everything. So why do we need prediction?
Yes.
What does it give us why do we want to know the future?
Yes. And the short answer to that is security. We've said in different contexts on different shows that the reason for brains is their predictive ability, right? If we have stuff in our memory, we're better able to predict what's about to happen. And if we're better able to predict what's about to happen, we're better able to navigate the things that we're confronted with because we kind of see them coming a little bit, right? And I think knowing about the future is the same thing. I mean, and so if we know a little bit, or we think we know a little bit about what's going to happen, there's a sense of comfort in that that doesn't appear when we just have no idea what's around the next corner and that kind of thing.
And this gets back to this issue of the potential cognitive load that comes along with chaotic situations. So the things that are hardest for us to deal with are ones where we don't know what's going to happen, and so we can't plan for them even in the short term. The more predictable the world is, the less planning I need to do in the moment because I know what's going to happen. And we are vigilant for potential problems, particularly potential life-threatening problems. And so when the world is uncertain, we are hyper-vigilant for what could go wrong. I mean, this is the reason, you know, the joke I make all the time that foreign travel is generally only enjoyable in retrospect. Because in the moment, you're not sure what's going to happen. And so you're, you know, even though you're in the midst of all this beautiful stuff, you're still a little bit worried about how things are going to go because you can't completely predict what's going to happen. Then when you look back on it and everything went fine, you go, oh, the scenery was amazing. The food was amazing. You know, in the moment, you're like, I don't know how to say excuse me on the sidewalk. So we want to have some sense of what's going to happen. And that's... And so the comfort that comes with being able to predict the future has to do with this knowledge that there isn't anything unexpected I need to worry about. And there might be something expected I need to worry about, in which case I can focus my efforts on that. So if we think about, you know, why is there a business around predicting the future? Well, there's on the one hand a business about predicting the future for companies and policymakers and things like that who need to create large-scale plans for the future and want to do it on the basis of knowledge. That's one set. But the reason why this is a business is because people would like to have a sense of, I've got some idea of what's going to happen in my future, so I can figure out what it is that I have to worry about and what it is that
and,
I don't.
And, you know, predictions about the future can feed optimism. Even if what you're optimistic about doesn't come to pass. I mean, when you purchase a lottery ticket, many people start thinking about having all that money and how I would spend that money and those things. Nothing has happened yet except I have a dollar less money than I had before I bought this lottery ticket.
Oh, and I have a ticket.
Exactly. But I
not just a ticket. The
ticket, right. So I have this sense of optimism that the ticket sort of adds a little frisson to that. You know, now I've got this thing. And I think the same thing is true about many tarot card readers and psychics and other people who predict lovely things that are going to happen in the future. And people walk out of those sessions just really happy. Now, nothing's happened, you know, except they're out whatever they just paid this person to tell them that stuff. But now there's a sense that, wow, I something really lovely is going to happen. And you know, no matter what your circumstances are, that's certainly a better feeling to have going through life than this sort of, you know, expectancy of gloom and doom that's, you know, foreboding.
But this actually gets to an interesting aspect of psychology that goes back to some work that Danny Kahneman and Amos Tversky did. They frequently make an appearance here on this show in spirit, which is an asymmetry, a difference between gains and losses. So people are risk averse for gains. What does that mean? It means that we prefer to get a gain for certain rather than a possibility of a gain in the future, even if that gain is slightly larger. I mean, at large enough numbers, it might not matter. But if I said to you, look, I'll give you $1,000 guaranteed, or a 10% chance at $10,000, most people go for the 1,000 because I might not get the 10,000. I could use that $1,000. So we are risk averse for gains. But here's the interesting thing: we are risk seeking for losses. So in other words, if I said to you, look, I will give you a choice between $1,000 loss, just pay me $1,000 right now, or a 10% chance of losing $10,000. People actually will often go for the 10% chance to lose 10,000 because there's a 90% chance I'm not going to lose anything, and I'd rather not just shell out $1,000 right now.
Yeah.
Now, how does this play into what we're talking about? So when you go to the futurist, the tarot reader, the psychic, what you want to hear is, you know, for certain, I'm going to be rich someday, or I'm going to meet the person of my dreams, or whatever it is. What you don't want is, for certain, this is the date you're going to die. Right? We want there to be some uncertainty with respect to the negative outcomes. Each day we want there to, you know, yeah, there's some possibility something go wrong, but I don't want to know for sure today's the day.
Yeah, right.
Next week, we'll ask why we believe when we believe with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.